Okay, today's daf is Machus Daf Vav. We left off all the way up on Daf Hayam Adbeiz. Some poor clock management yesterday, I apologize. So we're still all the way up on Daf Hayam Adbeiz, about 20-25 lines before the end of the page. Let's say 5 lines after the Mishnah. The Gemara started out by pointing out the halacha that Edom Zomim only get punished, only get killed, if they were made against somebody to get killed, and there was a Gemar Din, but the guy did not actually get killed. If the guy actually was killed, al pihem, then the Edom Zomim don't get punished. So the Gemara had asked, but wait a second, isn't it a Kal Vachomer that if they're even going to get killed when the person that they testified against does not get killed, so if the person they testified against does get killed, Kal Vachomer, they should be killed. So the Gemara said it's true, there is that it's logical as a Kal V'chomer, but we have a rule in Onshin Min HaDin. We don't punish somebody based on a Kal V'chomer. Kal V'chomer alone is not enough to apply an Onesh. And the Gemara said, how do we know this rule of Ein Onshin Min HaDin? Because of the Pasuk that describes a person who sleeps with his sister. Because the Pasuk, we have a Pasuk to tell us that if he sleeps with his sister from his father's side, a phrase in the Pasuk that tells us if he sleeps with his sister from his mother's side, and another phrase in the Pasuk to tell us that if he sleeps with his sister from both his father's and his mother's side, that he's related to on both his father and his mother's side, that he's going to get killed. So the Gemara asks, well, wait a second, if he sleeps with a sister who's only related through his father, and he sleeps with a sister with whom he's only related through his mother, then Kal V'chomer, a sister who he's related to through his father and his mother, he's most related to her. So isn't that a Kal V'chomer? So the Gemara says, so you see, Ein Onshin Min HaDin, we don't rely on any Kal V'chomers. When it comes to Onesh, the Pasuk needs to tell it to us, it's not enough to rely on a Kal V'chomer. Now that Kal V'chomer is even stronger than a normal Kal V'chomer, right? It's not just purely a logical Kal V'chomer, but it's that the sister from both his father and his mother is also his sister from his father's side. Right? It doesn't, the fact that she's his sister from his mother's side doesn't make her not his sister from his father's side. And the fact that she's his sister from his father's side does not make her not his sister from his mother's side. So perhaps the Torah picks the most obvious Kal V'chomer, the most, the strongest possible Kal V'chomer, one that could never have any pircha in it, because it takes all the ingredients you have in the original din and just adds to it. It's not just it seems more chamor. It literally has the same ingredients as the original din of a sister from only the father, and just adds to it, and adds another korva. So it's the strongest type of Kal V'chomer to express that idea that Ein Onshin Min HaDin. So we left off explaining that halacha, that Ein Onshin Min HaDin, and now we are up to the first words on the line are Onshin Min HaDin, about 5-6 lines after the Mishnah, after the Gemara starts. So it says Gemara, Onesh Shamanu Ashara Minayin. That's true about Onesh. How do we know the idea that Ashara also can't come from a Kal V'chomer? Because as we pointed out, whenever you want to punish somebody, you need to have two psukim, one to tell me that they can't do it, and one to tell me that they're going to be punished if they do it. So where do we know that ashara cannot come from a Kal V'chomer? Tav lomar, evra sachoscha bas avicha o bas imecha. From that pasuk, I would only know that the daughter of your mother, the daughter of your father, who's not the daughter of your mother, or the daughter of your mother, who's not the daughter of your father, bas aviv ubasimo minayin. How do I know that that your sister, who's the daughter of both your mother and your father, is also included in the pasuk? Tavalomar, ervas bas eisha savicha moleda savicha achoscha hi. So it tells me that the daughter of both. So Adshlo Yomar Yeshli Min HaDin. But if the Torah would not have said it, I would be able to derive it from a Kal V'chomer. Because if it's Asur to sleep with the daughter of your father, Kal V'chomer, it's Asur to sleep with the daughter of both your mother and your father. So Ma Im Huzra Al Basimo Shelo Basaviv Basaviv Shelo Basimo. If the Torah warns me not to sleep with the daughter of my mother, who's not the daughter of my father, and the daughter of my father, who's not the daughter of my mother, basav basima lo kolshkein. The daughter of both of them obviously is included in the Yisr. So from there we see the rule that ain masirin min adin, right? That just like ain onshin min adin, ain masirin min adin. So, but both of those cases where we learned ain onshin min adin and ain masirin min adin were about basaviv, right? It all came from that same source. Frak the Gemara chayavi malkios minayin. So one would want to read this line in the Gemara chayavi malkios minayin. How do we know Ein Onshin Min HaDin by Chayav Malkios? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says Amas Nisim Kaidomer Ein Onshin Din Hazama Ein Osin Din Hazama Ad Shi Yigmar HaDin. Misos. He says, now this is not going back on the previous conversation we just had about Eidon Shemin HaDin. This is going back on the Mishnah, where the Mishnah said we don't do the Din Hazama unless there was already a Gmar Din based on their Eidos. Eidim can only become Eidim Zomin. We're squeezing them at both ends, right? They can only become Eidim Zomin not only if the person that they testified against was not actually killed, but also if the person that they testified against had a Gmar Din against them. So we know that that's true by Dinei Nefashos, that you need them to have had a Gmar Din against them. But Malkus, Chayv Malkus Minolan, Heidu Shechayv Malkus Vuhuzmu, if these Eidim testified that someone was Chayv Malkus, and they became Eidim Zomin based on that, Minolan Da'in Lokin, how do we know they don't get Malkus? Elam Kein Nigmar Adin Tchila Al Piem, unless there was a Gemar Din based on that Eidos. That's what the Gemara is asking. Chayav Malkus Minayin. So says Gemara Tamlom and Rasha Rasha. Chayav Galia. So we learn from the connection between Rasha Rasha that on the one hand by Misa it uses the word Rasha. It says Lo Sichu Kofer LeNefesh Rotzech Asher Hu Rasha Lamus Kimosimas, and by Malkus it also uses the term Rasha Vahayim Bin Hakosa Rasha. So we link Misa to Malkus and Malkus to Misa. Chevi Golios Binayin. How do I know that by Chevi Golios as well? That also that if they were made about someone that is Chayv Golos and they become Edim Zomim, so we know that they get Malkus for that. How do I know that there has to be a Gemar Din against the person that they were made against in order to be Chayv the Malkus? So Asya Rotzeach Rotzeach, we learn Rotzeach Rotzeach to link up Chayav Misos with Chayav Galios, because the pasuk says Lo Sichu Kofel Nefesh Rotzeach Asher Hu Rasha Lamas Kimosimas, right? That's by Misa, and the pasuk by Galios says Lo Nushama Rotzeach Asher Yitzach Asher Bevlidas Vulo Sonelo Mitmal Shel Sham, right? So that's so we see the term Rotzeach is a Gzer Shavu. We learn that that we link those two parshios. Tanya. Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Tavai, Erev ben Nechama, im lo harakti eid zomim, lo hosi miliben shal tzedukim, shayu omer me'ein eidim zomim ne'aragin, ad shayarag anidon. He says, you know, Erev ben Nechama is an expression, I would seek comfort if not for, meaning, the following thing happened, that I killed an eid zomim, and the reason I did it is to show the tzedukim what the halacha really is, because the tzedukim used to say that eidim zomim only get killed if the person who they testified against got killed based on their Eidos. But short of the person they're testifying against getting killed based on their Eidos, Eidim Zom would never get killed. Amr lo, Shimon ben Shetach. So Shimon ben Shetach said back to him, Erev ben Nechama, im lo shafachta dam naki. You spilled innocent blood. You killed an Eid Zomim? I hope you mean that you killed Eidim Zomimin. You can't kill a single Eid Zomim. If only one of the Eidim becomes Eidim Zomimin, then it doesn't work. Shari Amul Chacham, Ein Eidim Zomimin Neragin Ad Shizum Shneyen. Vein Lokin Ad Shizum Shneyen. You never punish the Eidim Zomimin with Misa or Malkus unless both of them become Eidim Zomimin. So Miyad Kibel of Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabayi Sheinu Mara Hara El Vnei Shem Ben Shetach. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabayi immediately accepted a new limitation upon his own judicial powers, and he said that he's never going to pass on halachos. He's not going to be mora hara unless Shimon ben Shetach is there, because he realizes that he needs Shimon ben Shetach to correct him in case he makes a mistake. And for the rest of his life, of Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabayi's life, he would always go to the kever of that aid, and he would just daven by the kever of that aid, and you'd hear his voice. And everyone thought that it was pretty spooky. They thought it was the voice of the person who was killed, that whose voice they heard. Amar Koli Shalihu, he said, no, it's not his voice, it's my voice. Tedu, and the riot is the Machar who makes Ein Kolonishma. Tomorrow you're going to see, I don't know if he meant tomorrow, I think he just meant, you'll see, when I'm no longer here, you're not going to hear the voice anymore. So obviously it's my voice. Amar Le Ravacha, Rav Ravashi, Dilma Bedina, Kam Bahadei, Inami piusa paisei. So it could be, though, that the reason the voice is not heard is not because it was Rabbi Yehuda ben Tobiah's voice, but once Rabbi Yehuda ben Tobiah dies, he's going to face justice. And once he faces justice for what he did, so the voice of the Harug is not going to be heard anymore. Or piusa paisei, he'll be able to be mefayasim, he'll have calmed down at that point. Meaning it's not a raya just because when he dies, the voice is not heard anymore. I didn't get a chance to look around to see what the meaning of that that story is. It's a little spooky, but interesting story. Not really sure what the deeper meaning is. Okay, new Mishnah, brand new Mishnah, the very bottom of Daf Hey Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, there is a pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk tells us that based on the testimony of either two or three witnesses, Yumas Hameis, you kill somebody based on the testimony of two or three witnesses. Imiskayemes ha'edus. So there's a little dalet on the side that says Mishnah al pishnei edim o shlosha edim yakum davar. It should be not yumas ames. Right. The pasuk that we're really quoting is lo yakum erechad beish. The pasuk says in Devarim Perikutes that you can't have one aid against somebody l'chalav on l'chalchatos b'kol cheta sheyechta for any aver that they may have done. Rather al pishnei edim o al pishlosha edim yakum davar. You need two or three edim in order to establish anything in Beis Din. So, imiskayemes ha'edus b'shnayim lam period hakasa b'shlosha. So the Mishnah asks a very pashut question. Once the pasuk tells me that two edim is enough to testify against somebody, why does it then have to tell me that three edim is also enough? Obviously, if two edim is enough, three edim is enough as well. Ela lahakish. So rather, it's there to teach me that we should make a connection between shnayim l'shlosha. Right? They switch around the words. That shnayim l'shlosha, that we connect two to three. Mashlosha mezimin es shnayim. Just like three edim can clearly be mazim two edim, afashnayim is umos agimel. So two edim can come and be mazim three edim. So if three edim originally testify Reuven killed Shimon, and two edim come and say about those three, imanu yisem b'makom ploni, you were with us at the time and you claim that crime was committed. So that is a valid azama. They can turn even a greater quantity of edim into edim azama. Menayna filumeya. And how do I know that they can even two edim are powerful enough to even turn 100 edim into edim zomim? Taman lomer edim. That's what the pasuk says. The pasuk says Edim to tell me that there is no limitation in terms of the numbers of people that could be turned into Edim Zomim. Nemuki Yosef writes that this is later. But the Porus Yosef rather says in the back of the Gemara, he says Sarachin Tav Matzil Lemeimar De Lahachik Siv Gamkein Shlosha Mishum De Ksiv b'pasuk sha'achrav yada edim tia barishona. He says, you know what? I have a major kasha. There's another explanation as to why the pasuk would say three, even after it already said two, because in the very next pasuk it says that yada edim tia barishona. That when we actually execute the person about whom they testified, who participates in the execution? It's the edim who first start off the execution, and then the rest of the am. Then other people can start participating. But we tell the edim, you know, kayina digris you lavi parvanka. You're the ones that testified. You're so sure about it, then you do the killing. Right? That's what we make the edim do. We make them be the first ones. So that's what the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Memhei says. Echad min ha'edim doch val nasna. One of the edim pushes him by the chi of skila. V'imlav ha'sheni notel ha'seven umanicho alibo. And then you have a second one who takes the rock and throws it on his chest. And then kol ha'am. So maybe that's why it says Shlishi, to tell me that you might have thought that when there are three Edim, only the first two really killed him, and therefore only the first two really testified, the testimony of the first two really mattered, and therefore I would think only the first two participate in the execution. Maybe that's the chiddush of the third aid, to tell me that the third aid also participates in the execution before Shara'am, that he also takes precedence before everybody else. Paras Yosef leaves it as a tzarachi, and why the Mishnah doesn't use that as the drasha from Al-Pishneid, Yakum Davar. Fine, that's that he leaves a tzarachi. Says the Mishnah Vayter. There's another possible reason why we say two or three, why the Torah says two or three. Rabbi Shimon Omer Meshnaim in Ragan Achu Shneim Zomimin, Av just like two Edim do not get killed until they both become Edim Zomim, so too three Edim don't get killed until all three become Edim Zomim. And how do I know that if it's a group of 100 people, you need all 100 of the Edom to become Edom Zomim in order for any of them to get killed on account of being Edom Zomim? Tamalomer Edom. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says, I have a third possibility. Loba hashlishi lahakel elo lahachmir lov. The reason we mention a third aid is not to be more lenient on them, but rather to be more machmir on them. V'lasos dino kayotze be'elu. It's to be more machmir on that third aid and to treat him exactly as the other two, to punish him exactly as the other two. V'imkein anash hakasov v'nitva lov re'avera kov re'avera. And that should be a musr, that even though they didn't really need him and they could have accomplished whatever they were trying to do without him, nevertheless, since he joined in with them, he's punished just like them. So someone who's a nitfel di over avera is only a tafel to people who are over an avera, meaning he was involved, but it didn't really, his involvement was not really critical to the mission. So someone who gets involved in mitzvah endeavors, even though one can easily say, you know what, they don't need me, they could do it without me, I'm not critical over here, still, even if someone is only a nitfal osei mitzvah, he's going to get schar like the osei mitzvah. What's the kal v'chomer? The kal v'chomer is that we always assume mida tova is meruba, that whatever midas pranis is, mida tova is always stronger. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always more eager to do good for us than he is to do bad for us. So if he's going to punish the nitfal la over avera, so he's for sure going to reward even more so the nitfal la osei mitzvah. Umash shnayim nimtzachem yom karav apostle edusim b'teila avshlosh nimtzachem yom karav apostle edusim b'teila. And just like if you have a group of two edus, if one of them turns out to be a karav or apostle, the whole edus is batal. So too, when you have a group of two of three edim, even if one of the three, and there are two remaining that are perfectly kosher, one of the three is a karav apostle, the edus is going to be batal. Now that line that we just read, this idea that if one of them becomes apostle, we had the structure of the Mishnah so far was as follows. We had a pasuk that says al pishnei edim al pishlosh edim yakum davar. Good. We had three pshatim in what that pasuk is coming to teach us. Right. Three clear, distinct authors of pshatim what that pasuk is teaching us. We had a Tanakama, we had Rabbi Shimon, we had Rabbi Akiva. Now we just throw in this extra line that if one of them becomes a karav apostle, the whole edus is batel. Who's the author of that line? Is that a continuation of Rabbi Akiva, or is that a more general statement that goes on all the previous opinions in the Mishnah? So that's in Machlokas, a discussion in the Rishonim. The Rashash points out that the Nemuke Yosef writes Yesh Lomar Shu Siyum Rabbi Akiva, that it seems to be the finishing off of the statement of Rabbi Akiva. He then quotes it as Yantif, who doesn't think so, who thinks that it's a separate clause in the Mishnah that could be going according to everybody. However, he says there's a raya from the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Tes where it's mavur that this has to be only the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara assumes that this is only the sheet of Rabbi Akiva in Maseches Sanhedrin. Fine. Says the Mishnah Vayitim, how do I know that even if you have a group of 100 Edim, and only one of them is a Karov or Apostle, that the entire Edus is Batel, Tabalomer Edim. Amr Rabbi Yossi, so Rabbi Yossi says, B'medvar, Mamur B'din Rufashos. Where is that true? That's only true by Din Rufashos. That we're always doing the way Rashi explains this, is that we're always doing whatever we can to save the guy's life. By Din Rufashos, we have a mitzvah in the Torah, the Yitzilua Eda. Do whatever you can to save his life. So by Din Rufashos, if one of them is a Karav Apostle, even though there are 100 witnesses, we say, we have to save his life now. Now the whole Kat, the whole set of Edus is invalid and we can't kill him. Avol B'din Imamim is the sky made us Bashar. But when it comes to monetary cases, so if one of the Edim turns out to be Apostle, he still have 99 Edim against him, right? Whoever, however many, as long as you have at least two kosher Edim against him, still we're going to be Mekayim the Edus, because there's no Din of Yitzilu Eda by Din Imamim. Now, if it's a din of Yitzilu Eda, where would Malchus fit in? Is there any din of Yitzilu Eda Malchus? Right, the Gemara, the Mishnah distinguishes between din of Fashos and din of Mamonis. Right, it doesn't talk about Malchus. So we'll get to that in a second. Rebbe Yomer, Echad din of Mamonis, Echad din of Fashos. Rebbe says it applies across the board, both din of Mamonis and din of Fashos. One aid is found to be possible, the whole group is disqualified. The Emasai, but when is that true that they're considered a single group of Edim? Bizman Shehisru Behen, if all of them gave Hasra'ah, Av Bizman Shelo Hisru Behen, but if they're not people who participated in giving the Hasra'ah, they just happened to witness the event, well then, Mayasu Shneachin, Shorobech, Shorogas Nefesh, then any murderer can get off the hook very simply by going into Times Square and just killing somebody, because chances are there's a karav or a pasul there, right? As long as there are a lot of people, as long as you have hundreds of people there, someone there's going to be a pasul. So that's going to that's it. So then he's going to get off the hook. So the Mishnah says no. That's why they only constitute a group of Edim if they all warn him, they all give him asrah. So if let's say you have two brothers in the group, they'll know that both brothers shouldn't give him asrah. One of the brothers will give him asrah, that one will be the designated aid, and the other one won't give asrah, he won't be the designated aid. But going back on this idea that we said that the Mishnah said according to Rabbi Yossi that if one of them becomes apostle, the entire kat is only disqualified by dinei nefashos, and Rashi explained because of the idea of the Yitzilu Eda, Tosos is very unhappy with the idea. Tosos says, V'kash l'perusha, in the third line of Tosos, Dimkein dinei mamonis ne'elif minayu, Daksiv mishpat echad yelachem. He said, well, first of all, if the idea is only by dinei nefashos because of Yitzilu Eda, in general, there's a rule of mishpat echad yelachem, that whatever rules we apply to dinei nefashos, we automatically apply to dinei Mamunus. So the rules should be the same for Dini Mamunus as well. Va'od, and furthermore, to be Dini Mamunus namiksiv al pishnayim o al pishlosha v'nakish gimel abeis. By Dini Mamunus, we also have a similar pasuk that says al pishnayim al pishlosha. So don't tell me the limud from the pasuk of al pishnayim al pishlosha edim yakum davar is only by Dini Nefashos. There's a similar pasuk by Dini Mamunus also. So you could say the same drasha for Dini Mamunus. Why would we make such a distinction? Lekach pirish ri, and therefore Tosfos has a totally different pshat. To b'dini nefashos shayich shapir lemelef mishnayim deidusin b'teila. Mishum demashnayim ki nimtzachem yom karav apasol deidusin b'teila legamri. He says, by dini nefashos, let's say you had only one aid. So what would that accomplish? One aid comes and says, Reuven killed Shimon. All that would accomplish is that one aid will have violated the Aveira of Lashon Hara, because there's nothing we could do based on one aid. You need two aidim in order to have anything. You have no case with only one aid. So it's a valid limud. We could say, look, if you have two aidim and one of them becomes possible, it's obvious that the aidus goes out the window. Therefore, when the Torah compares two Edim to three Edim, or three Edim to two Edim, so too when you have three Edim and one of them becomes possible, the Edus goes out the window. But by Dinim Mamunus, let's say you have one Ed, is it just Stam Lashon Hara? No, by Dinim Mamunus, one Ed is enough to be Mechayev Shvua. One Ed does accomplish something. So the Limud doesn't make sense in the context of Dinim Mamunus. By Dinim Mamunus, you can't say, oh, just like by two Edim, if one of them is possible, the whole thing gets thrown out. That's not true. The whole thing doesn't get thrown out if one of them is possible. It says, "Me'ata einu moel s'klum hilkuk b'shloshu nami kulim b'teilu l'gamri al b'dinim mamunis de'bishnayim nami kinim sechem yom karav apostle asheni einu batal l'gamri." Even when you have two eidim originally and one of them becomes a karav apostle, the second one is not totally out the window. D'chayiv l'shvua, it's enough to be mechayiv l'shvua. L'klach shloshu nami nim sechem yom karav apostle d'skay meidus p'shar. And that's why when you have three eidim as well, we still allow the remaining two eidim to be effective. Good, that's the limud that Tosfos suggests. Now the Rashash points out, he says, "Onias daiti nira," meaning Tosfos tries to compare. He says, "Well, whatever drasha you're going to have by dinim fashos," in Tosfos kash, he said, "Luchari you should have by dinim mamunis also, because there's also a pasuk by dinim mamunis that says al pishnayim edim al pishlosh edim." Rashash just points out very sharp ha'ari. He says, "Onias daiti nira to be dinim fashos lo ksiv al pi gabe gimel." By dinim fashos, it doesn't say the words al pi twice. It says al pishnayim o shlosh edim. By dinim mamunis, it says the words al pi by each. Valkein al karchach al pi duchsiv gabei beis koy gam alayhu lidrasha demasnisin delakaman. So since by dinim fashos it only has one al pi shnayim o shlosha, clearly the pasuk is trying to link shnayim to shlosha, because the phrase al pi is the same phrase al pi is going on both of them. He says v'chein lahadi vamis mipiyam lom biksav mimkein chazim de travayim mechubarin yachad. You see that the two are connected. Lios al pi ol l'shneihem. But by dinim mamunis, Adrabi says the Torah specifically says al pi shnayim. Oh, al pi shlosha, and that's very different. When the Torah says divide them, maybe the Torah is telling me not to make the same drasha by dinim mamunis. So that's how he answers up Tosos is kasha on Rashi from the wording of the pasuk. Now, again, with Tosos, you understand very well how Chiyuvei Malkus fits in. Nafkabin between Tosos and Rashi is where Malkus fits in. According to Rashi, the idea of Nimsach Menem Karav Apostle Eidus Mitel is Dafka Din Vitzilu Eda. By Malkus, there's no Din of Vitzilu Eda. So by Malkus would be like Mammon. According to Tosfos, no, the idea is wherever you're going to have one aid be effective, that's one aid be ineffective, that's where we're going to say Nimsach Menem Karav Apostle. Whatever one aid will be effective, you won't say Nimsach Menem Karav Apostle. One aid by Malkus is ineffective. So that would be just like Dinei Nefashos. So Dinei Nefashos would be included in Dinei Mamas. That would be seem to be a nafkamina between Rashi and Tosfos. Okay, says the Gemara. Amar Rava, Vushi idu kulam b'tokah de'dibor. They all have to be made b'tokah de'dibor of each other in order to be considered one group of Edim. Meaning we said even if you have 100 Edim, that one of them becomes a Karav Apostle, they're all batel. But that's only if they're all made b'tokah de'dibor. So Amar Ravach midifti the Ravina, is that even physically possible? Mechti, tokah de'dibor hechidami. How long is tokah de'dibor? Kidei she'elos tamal l'rav. Shalom alech Rabbi Mari. That's it. 2 seconds max is tokah de'dibor. Meya tuvahavu. What kind of testimony could 100 people say within 2 seconds, right? And they can't speak at the same time because trei kol lo mishtami. You can't hear two voices at the same time. Right? So you got to hear one at a time. So one at a time, 100 people are going to testify. It's all going to be b'tokah de'dibor. It's ridiculous. So says Gemara, amalei kol chad b'chad b'tokah de'dibor shel chavero. No, they don't all have to be within tokah de'dibor. The 100th aid does not have to be within tokah de'dibor of the first aid. He just has to be within tokah de'dibor of the 99th aid. And the 99th aid has to be within tokah de'dibor of the 98th aid, etc. So each one b'tokah de'dibor shel chavero. Rabbi Kiva amar lo b'shlishi u'mashnayim, right? Rabbi Kiva says that the idea of mentioning the third aid is to tell us how seriously we punish the guy who's a nitfalo v'ravera, right? And we said mashnayim, if one of them becomes a karav apostle, the eidus is batel, so to shlosha, if one of them becomes a karav apostle, the eidus is batel. That's the quote from Mishnah. Amar le Rav Papa la Abaye, el meyata harug yatzil. So wait a second, all you need is one guy in the mix who's a karav or apostle, and then the whole eidus is going to be batel. So what about the victim of the murder? Wasn't he an aid to his own murder also? And he's a karav, right? He's pretty close to one of the parties over here. He's a karov to himself. Rash says that's not really the question. It's not that he's a karov. Rashi actually does say it's because he's a karov, right? He's a karov, so he should save himself. Tosos says el me'ata harug yatzil pirushu baldin, that he's a baldin. Inam neshu sone v'sone pasul eidos. Either that he's a baldin or that he's a sone. That who's he a sone of? He's a sone of the guy who's killing him. If he wasn't before, he is now, right? So therefore, one of the edim to this crime was a sone, and that's why he's pasul. Why doesn't Tosos just say karov? Because he's a karov to himself. He's a karov etzel atzmo. But the case isn't about him. The case is about the murderer, right? The case is about it's on the murderer. So he's not a karov to the murderer. So that's what we're asking. Har gatil. The case is about him. That's Tosos' first pshat, that he's a baldin. Right, that he was a baldin, he was a party to the case, or the fact that he's a sone. So fine. So that's the Gemara's kasha. So the haruk himself should save. So kishargu me'acharav says Gemara. That was talking about a case where the guy attacked him from behind. So he wasn't a witness to his own murder. So fact the Gemara nir vayatzil. What about in the case of Mishkav Zachar, the man who played the feminine role in the Mishkav Zachar should save the Roveya, because after all he was a witness to it as well, so his presence should save, because he's also sone of the Roveya, because apparently he was raped it was a homosexual rape, and he's obviously a sone of the person who raped him. The guy attacked him from behind, so he didn't see it, he didn't see exactly who was doing it, and therefore he's not one of the Edim. Harig v'roveya yatzilu. Okay, good. So you don't want to make the victim the person who can save the criminal's life by being one of the edim in the group. What about the criminal himself? What about the perpetrator himself? he was one of the Edom to his crime, and he's obviously a Karov Eitzel Atzmo, so shouldn't the very fact that the murderer was there, shouldn't that itself save his life? So says Ishtik, so he didn't have anything to respond. Kiyosel Kamed the Rava, when they came to Rava, Amalei Yakum Davar. Rava said, no, there's a drasha Yakum Davar. B'mekayme Davar HaKasim Medaber. Pasuk says, Yakum Davar, that we make all of them like two Edim. Who do we make like two Edim? Only those people are Mekayme HaDavar, those people who play the role of Edim, those people who are there to testify in court, not those people who are parties to the crime itself. That's Yakum Davar. If you look at Tosos, Nir V'yatzil, says Tosos, Nir V'yatzil Meshu Sone Shel Rovo Balonso, that the Nirva, the Gemara wanted to suggest, should save because he's an enemy of the person who raped him. V'lo Nira, Damuch Perakam Sanhedrin, Nir V'alonso Kashal Eidos, says Tosos, but that's against the Gemara in Sanhedrin, where it says that if someone Taka was raped as a Nirva, that he's Kashal Eidos against his Roveya. V'yesh Liyashiv Dimi Nirva L'Ritzono Parach, what we're really asking is someone who willingly participated in Mishkav Zachar. The Bahachi Arikra, the Chsivu Mesu Gam Shneim. That's what the Pasuk is talking about. The Pasuk says they should both die. The Hainu Baratzon, where obviously they both did a Baratzon. Ulahachi Parach, that's what we're asking. Yatzila Nirva, Filu Yeshed Maharbe Bedavar, Vlomesh Sono, Kivishal Ritzon, Lomeshu Karov Liatzmo. Since the Nirva is one of the people to stand trial, over here, he's a Karov to himself, so his presence as an aid should save the whole, should disqualify all of the other Edim. On the side, he has a girsa, not that he's a Karov, but that he's a Rasha. Right, that would also work. The Kasha, Frektos, is Mesech, Sanhedrin, Amin, Ploni, Ravani, Luritzoni, Huva, Achram, Mitzar, from Lahargo. But in Sanhedrin, we say that if someone claims that this man slept with me and I was a willing partner in it, so he can testify together with somebody else to kill the guy who slept with him. So you see that he is able to testify. We don't say that he's a Karov or a Rasha and therefore he's disqualified. So Tos says, Yeshom, Adani, Mili, Kileka, Sadusa, Me Alma, the Rav Luritzono. That's only because no one else was going to testify that he was a willing participant in this act, and therefore the only way we know that he was a willing participant in this act is because he himself testified to it, and then we apply the concept of since the only way we know that he's a Rasha is from his own words, we say we don't believe him about that, and therefore we believe him about that the other guy was Roveya, we don't believe him that he was the Nirva. Good. That's the that's how Tosfos understands that line of Gemara. Good. Says Gemara Vayter. Hechi Amrinu Lahu. How do we? The Gemara first quotes Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yossi Medvar Mumu Mechuli Ma'ayos Shnei Achim. Rabbi Yossi raised the problem. If any time you have one possible aid in the group, it's going to ruin everything. Well, what are you supposed to do if two brothers happen to witness a murder? So that's why Rabbi Yossi was Mechadish. It's not enough that two Edom witnessed it, that all the Edom witnessed it in order to become one group of Edom. They each had to give Hasra in order to connect as one group of Edom. So Frak the Gemara Hechi Amrinan Lahu. Rashi says, what does this mean? What do you tell the Karvu Pasul to check and make sure that they really did intend to be part of the group of Edom? What do we have to ask them when they come to Beis Din to see if they really were part of this larger group of Edom or if they were not part of this larger group of Edom? Tosos understands that Hechi Amrinan Lahu is going on Dinim Amnis. We're saying by Dinim Fashos, I understand very well that it's anyone who gave Hasra'a is included in the group. If you didn't give Hasra'a, you're not included in the group. That works great for cases that you need Hasra'a. What about Dinim Amnis? You don't need Hasra'a for Dinim Amnis. So then how do we know if the Karav Apostle is considered to be in the group of Edim? So Amarava Hachi Amrin Lahu, this is what we say to him. Lemixi Asisu El Asude Asisu. We ask him, were you there just to see? Or were you there to witness? Were you there with the intention to testify? If they say, well, we're here as Edim, and we were there to testify, that was our intention the whole time. So then, if one of them is a Karav Apostle, that will be mevatel the entire Edus, because then they do connect to the group of Edim. But if they say that they're just there to see, well, then what would you do? There's nothing else. When two brothers witness a crime, there's nothing you could do about it. Frektosos. If that's what we say, so no one would ever get killed. Because you know what would happen? A karov of that person would just come, and he would say, we came to testify. And that would be it. we disqualify the whole cut. Any, no matter how many edim you have against him, as soon as Karov, the guy's brother, the person who's standing trial, his brother will just come and he'll say, "I came to testify," and that's it. Everyone else will automatically be disqualified. So that's what Tosfos calls Pirush Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen, Damrin LaEdim Ksherim LaSudim Psulim Asisu. That when we say over here, "Did you come to testify?" We're not talking to the Psulim. We're not talking about the Karov Apostle. We ask the Kasher Edim, "Did you intend to connect to these guys? Did you intend to connect to this Karov, to the Puzzle?" And that's what we're asking them. LaSudim Apsulin Asisu Alamitsi Asisu Below Apsulin. Did you come to be seen without the Psulin, or did you come to connect even with the Psulin? So if they say we came without the Psulin, so then their Eidos is not batel, even if one, if there is a Puzzle that's around. But if they say LaSudim Asinu, they came together with the Psulin, then the Eidos can be batel. However, Fractoso, he says, still Tema Ktsas. Heichu Gama Eidim Ksherim Neman. He says when they come and they say LaSudi Asinu, what they're doing is they're being mevata, they're actively being mevata the edus that they already said. And normally we have a rule kiven shigichuvein chozer maga that you're not allowed to be mevata edus after it's already said. So he said no, but it's a svara that since they came to Bezin with ksherim, it seems that they intended LaSudi, and therefore it's ochiach sofal tchilas. So it's not like chozer maga; they're not undoing what they said previously, it's being megala what their intention was the entire time. Fine, says the Gemara weiter. Itmar, Amravidom Shmuel, Halacha Krabiosi, the Halacha is like Krabiosi, that they actually have to participate in giving the Asra'a. Rav Nachman Amar Halacha Krabi, and Rav Nachman says that the Halacha is like Rabbi. The major question is that Tosus asks is Heich Matzini Yodein V'Ragleinu, how are you going to deal with the case where you give a get and their relatives around, right? Shouldn't the edus of the kasher edim automatically be disqualified based on the fact that there are psulim that are present, right? And even according to Rebbe, it's difficult because sometimes one of them is going to have kavana to be made. So that's the major kasher that all the rishonim deal with. We don't really have time for it right now, so we'll just leave it as a kasher for right now. Okay, says the Mishnah on Amud Beis. What if you have two people witnessing the event from one window, another two people witnessing the event from another window? Ve'echad masru ba be'emtza, and you have one person standing in the middle giving the hasra'a. Why does that one person have to be someone who's not one of the Edim? He has to be someone separate. So the Tosa says, Yesh mefarshim denakte mishum reisha d'ktani ro'u ne'lu aselu mustama hainu. Actually, that's probably going on the next case. So let's see weiter. If some of them see each other, then it becomes Eidus Achas. Then it connects as one Eidus. And if they don't see each other, if none of the witnesses in one window see the witnesses in the other window, then they count as two separate groups of Eidim. Now, if they count as two separate groups of Edim, if one of the groups of Edim became Edim Zomimin, so the murderer would still be killed because there's still another set of Edim against him. But the Edim Zomimin would also be killed because they're trying to get this guy killed and they were doing it illegally. But the group of Edim that was telling the truth is obviously Pater because they were not found to be Zomimin. Rabbi Yossi Amar Liolam Eina Ragan Achu Shnei Edim Masrumbo. Rabbi Yossi says, no. No one could ever get killed until the guys who are the same guys who testify against him also are the ones that give the asra'a. Shnei al pishnayim edim, davar acher. Another possible explanation of al pishnayim edim is al pishnayim edim shlotei sanhedrin shomas mipiyah turkman. The Al Pishnayim Edim teaches us that Sanhedrin has to understand the language that the Edim are speaking. That's why Sanhedrin has to speak all the languages, because they can't use a translator. Something is always lost in translation. So they can't use a translator. Right? You always, if you ever see, you ever heard an interview with somebody through an interpreter, you hear the guy goes on, and he's animated, and he's talking, and then the interpreter says like three words. It's like, you know, something's definitely lost in translation. He gives the basic flavor, but something's lost in translation. Right? So that's the... As Sanhedrin has to hear it in the original. So Amrav Zotcha Bartovi Amrav, Minayin le'edus miyuchedes shi psula. How do we know that edus miyuchedes is possible? Edus miyuchedes means one guy sees the event from one window, another one sees it from another window, and they don't see each other. The two edim are just there as individuals, they don't know of the presence of the other one. How do I know that such edus is possible? Shnemar lo yumas al pi'ed echad, my echad. What does it mean when it says you can't kill based on one witness? If it literally means that there's only one witness to the event, well, we already know that from the Reisha. It says Al Pishnai made him. Elamai Echad, we already know that from the earlier part of the Pasuk. Elamai Echad, what does Echad mean? Must mean Echad Echad. Must mean two individuals who are not connected to each other. Tani Namiach, we have a Bryce that says like this. Lo Yumas Al Pied Echad, the Havi Shnaim Sharon, also Echad Mechalonze, Echad Mechalonze, Vein Ron Zeze, Shem and Starfin. It's to teach me that din of Edus Milchadas. Velo Oda, not only that, Al Afil Bezachar Zeb. Even if they were from the same window, but they weren't looking at the same time. One guy peeks through the window, the other one goes down, and then the other one pops up and peeks through the window. They're not mitzarif. I'm going to Papa Labai. He says, of course they're not mitzarif in that case. They weren't even seeing the same thing. If two people looking from two different windows, but at least looking at the same time, cannot be mitzarif with each other. So when they look, one after the other, where each one only saw half of the Maisa. Do you need to tell me they're not Mitzarev? Of course they're not Mitzarev. Now we're talking about a case of a guy was Bola Sarva, where you saw enough. You don't need, it's not like there's a sequence that's going on, as long as the guy is still inside the woman. So that's it. That's all you need to see. So that's why even one after the other, one would think would have been good enough, but it's not. Amaravim, if the guy giving Asra sees them, or they see the guy giving Asra, then they are mitzarif with each other. When we say a masra, it's even mipiatzma, even the horug himself can give hasra'a to the horig, and or even a shade can give hasra'a. Amr of Nachman, Edus Miuchedes Ksheira B'dinim Mamonis, Tichsiv Lo Yumas Al Piyed Echad. Edus Miuchedes happens to be kosher for Dinim Mamonis. If you have two Edim, even if they didn't know about each other, for Dinim Mamonis, that's fine. Because the Pasuk says, Lo Yumas Al Piyed Echad. B'dinim Nefashos Hudein Ksheira, Al B'dinim Mamonis Ksheira. It's only not kosher for Dinim Nefashos, but for Dinim Mamonis, it is kosher. Mask of Lamar Zutra, Rav Zutra, Elamayata, B'dinim Nefashos, Tatzil, Al Namatnan, So if that's the case, by dine nefashos, it should save him. Why does it say huvehena ragun when two people see from one window and two people see from the other window, and one of them is huzam? If they both saw the masra, shouldn't that combine them together and therefore make the second set of witnesses that did not become edim zomim invalid? So shouldn't that save everybody? And it should also make it that the edim zomim don't get killed because you weren't mazim all of them. It was really one big group of four. Says Marakash. That taka is difficult. Okay, let's stop there for today. We caught up.